Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and as always, DK in the background. We are here tonight to talk about something that is a bit interesting and not something that we commonly talk about here with the Baltimore Ravens, but the mystery behind the coaching staff being Jerry Rossberg seemingly being hired, and then all of a sudden that not happening. So what does this mean for the Ravens? Why did it happen? What's going on internally there in Baltimore is all the stuff we're going to get into with this show. But before we do, take a second, if you haven't already, and hit the subscribe button. Make sure you turn on notifications. And if you're on the road, on the go, delivering, working, whatever you're doing, you're at the gym, you want to put us in your ear, of course, you can find us anywhere. Podcasts are available, so go check it out. But Glenn, talk to me about, you know, what the like, it's come full circle, at least from being hired, not being hired. What was the whole process? Like, what happened from start to end?
Yeah, it's a bit confusing. A couple of days ago, we see a report really everywhere. Everyone was reporting it that former special teams coordinator, Jerry Rossberg, who was here for many, many years, who retired and was then immediately vaulted back out of retirement. So he was the special teams coordinator here for the Ravens, retired a couple years ago, was brought out of retirement to do some game day decision-making and some sort of quality control for the Denver Broncos under head coach Nathaniel Hackett. When Nathaniel Hackett was removed of that position after poor performance, Jerry Rossberg was promoted to interim head coach and spent the rest of the season as just that. But then, of course, Sean Payton was hired as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and Jerry Rossberg was without a role. Reported 2 days ago that Jerry Rossberg was being brought back to the Ravens as an assistant head coach after, of course, Anthony Weaver was hired as the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, and he was the assistant head coach here, leaving, I guess you could call it a vacancy. I don't know if that's like a position that has to be filled, but it was a position that was filled here, and that person was gone. And so Jerry Rossberg was expected to return as just that, the assistant head coach with a role in game day decision-making, Jimbo. And that's where the question marks really started to fly. Twitter went ablaze, and of course, it was forcing people to go, well, wait a minute. If John Harbaugh is not calling offensive or defensive plays, isn't his role on game day to be the game day decision maker? I mean, that is usually the head coach's role, but sometimes a head coach who's deeply involved in the calling of the offense or defense will sometimes offload some of that responsibility because they're so into the play sheet that they can't always, you know, respect the or be aware of all the scenarios that's happening. So they sometimes offload some of that commitment. But if John's not a play caller, here you can see it on the screen here. Shout out to DK. If John's not a play caller, then why does he need help? And my, I guess my follow up would be, is this John's call to call Jerry and to try and bring in some game day help for John?
Yeah, this is an interesting one for me. I think it's really funny because in other sports like baseball, the coach is called the manager.
That's right.
Right? Like, it's synonymous. And somehow we've, you know, segregated the duties of being the a game day manager and a coach, yeah. Which I think is interesting here. So this is how I think it went. I think John wanted Jerry to come in because he's a confidant. I feel like he's got a lot of young guys in there right now, and I think he wanted a veteran presence that he's been able to work with and use as a sounding board, game plan together and stuff like that, but also help him during the game. And this is where I think maybe it got shut down. This is all speculation, but I have a feeling that John maybe spoke before he should have, and this hiring got out, and then Eric realized there was a lot of redundancy here. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this, John, type thing. And you know, it didn't end up working out based on Eric's feedback is kind of how I see it going. That's just me. I don't know. This is the one thing I don't know. I want to get your opinion on, Glenn. What does it mean for John Harbaugh and his future? Right? Because people have always criticize John for certain things, but the one thing that I think is a stupid criticism, but they've always criticized John for, is that he doesn't call plays, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't call plays. But it's fair to say, if you don't call plays, well then dang it, you better be great at managing that game, right?
Right.
Because you're not busy in the mic, you're not doing a million other things. You're still doing a million things, but my point is that this is your job, John. You don't need two people to do one person. It's just like having co-managers, right? Like we just need one manager here. So I don't know. What does it say to you about John's, I don't know, like, is he on shaky ground here? Like, because it was odd, super weird. But what does it say to you?
Well, I think here's my, I think it was a John request. I think John wanted to bring him out. I don't think it was DaCosta or Bisciotti calling down and saying, look, we need to get this guy some help or anything like that. I do think Jerry's obviously a friend, a guy who's coached with him for many years. I'm sure a guy he respects, and players seem to follow Jerry and you know, he seems to be able to connect with these guys. So I think it would help. I don't look at it as like a, like I look at Anthony Weaver as a guy they hoped would stick around and be the next head coach when John's ready to go. I think they were surprised that that Anthony was willing to go somewhere that's not a head coaching job. I think they were kind of surprised that he was willing to take a DC role in Miami when they were making a lot of efforts to keep Anthony Weaver here to be that head coaching waiting, is my opinion. And so I don't look at this as like a replacement for him, because I don't think Jerry Rosberg wants to be a head coach. He's already retired once. He's not getting any younger. And I don't think he wants that type of schedule that it requires to be a head coach in the NFL. So I don't think it's like a replacement in that regard. And well, this is the next guy in line. I just think it's it was an attempt to, like you said, have somebody to help shoulder the load, maybe a sounding board, a voice and opinion he trusts, who's calm in the high-pressure moments that can be when that clock's ticking and you got to decide to either throw the challenge flag or whether it's to go for it on a fourth down or whatever the case. I think it's just a calming force that would have helped John stay calm and make the right decision. I think that's really what that was. But some people are saying, look, I mean, his challenge record's pretty shaky. He's got 127 total challenges in his career, 73 of which have been upheld. So 54 have been overturned, but boy, doesn't it feel like, it just feels like not only do we never win any of his challenges, like some of them are so, and then the ones, it's more so like the ones that aren't thrown that I think drive people most crazy. Like, where was it there, John? But I honestly don't think the challenger, I think this was a John saying, I want a calming force, a voice I trust. And that's why he called Jerry. But the question is, what happened? Like, you really think that the only reason it broke down was that the upper brass was going, why are we paying this guy that money?
Well, do you think DK is suggesting that maybe it was a groundswell of the fans? It was the voice of the people saying, John, this is stupid, John. What are we talking about here, John? You know, and really starting to question and speculate regarding what's going on here. Yeah, I mean, it could have been that. Let's see. Is this the first tweet, DK? Oh, right. I'm told. Right. The Ravens, it says here, this is Tom Pelissero, of course, later on, saying the Ravens are now not expected to hire their former special teams coordinator, Jerry Rosberg, to a staff position, I'm told. Talks did not end in a deal. So it could have been a groundswell. Could have been a grassroots movement. Like, wow. John, what are we doing here? That may be
in 12 hours.
Eric. Maybe it influenced Eric. Look, we know Eric's wife is active on Twitter.
Oh, she saw it.
Yeah, she definitely saw it. And
she saw it.
Look, you know that they have conversations. It's impossible not to. This is their a huge portion of their life. So I'm just saying it's a possibility. But it could have been as simple as this, too. Maybe Jerry said the money wasn't right.
Dude, you think Jerry said, I ain't coming out of retirement?
I mean, I'm just
that. You know what I mean? Steve's being a little tight with his pockets.
Maybe he just said the money wasn't right, you know?
Dang, bro.
Like, it's possible, right? Like,
yeah. But here's my next question is that role still going to be filled? Is that still a vacancy? Do they have a for hire sign still in the window?
Or an assistant head coach slash...
I mean, because wouldn't those questions remain no matter who the name is, whether it's Jerry Rosberg or someone else?
Yeah, well, maybe they go without one this year.
Maybe they just don't say that his role is game day decision making.
Yeah.
Lie to us.
Yeah.
Lie to me.
You're
tell me he has a bigger role.
Yeah. No, you're right.
At least Anthony Weaver, they're like, he ran the whole front seven. Plus he's the assistant head coach. They're like, you know, give us something like that.
Yeah.
And then tell me the assistant head coach thing's secondary.
Right. Exactly. No, he's a game time manager. And he's the assistant head coach.
That's right.
It's like, that's right. He's the head coach. Yes. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, one name we will not be seeing hired in that position, and shout out to him for getting a job, is Greg Roman, right? He joins the other Harbaugh staff.
Wasn't Greg Roman the assistant head coach here for a while, too? He was. Yeah, he went from run game coordinator to offensive coordinator / assistant head coach to unemployed.
I didn't know he had that role, too.
Yeah, jeez. So
he's back in it. He's back in it, boys.
Maybe Jerry saw it and was like, I don't want that seat, dude. I don't want that.
Because the pressure, maybe John just said, you know what? I want a guy I can point a finger to.
Yeah.
When the challenge gets overturned or not overturned.
And Jerry said, I'm not him.
Yeah, Jerry said, like,
I'm not him.
That ain't me, coach.
It takes a lot to pull a guy out of retirement.
Yeah, I mean, I got to imagine he probably lives a pretty sweet life in retirement. But he's come out once of retirement and went all the way to Denver to do so. So at least we know that it's possible. It can be done. But let us know what you guys think. I mean, the comments below, certainly let us know. Do you read anything into this? Like the fact that he was here and 12 hours later, what changed in that 12 hours? Was it simply a negotiation issue where the money wasn't right? Was there influence from Twitter, from the Ravens Nation fan base? And does this make you like question John's game day role if it's not game day decision making?
Right.
Or was that report maybe, you know, just not accurate? But let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, is John Harbaugh on the hot seat? Is make it or break it year, Glenn?
Woo!
Because this,
that's a lot
this,
of questions.
I mean, last thing, sorry to interrupt you, but Eric could have said, John, this is your job. I want to see you do it.
I mean, if you're not making game day decisions as the head coach, I mean, I know we need you during the week too, but I mean, I want my general to be on the front lines barking out orders in those big moments. You know,
yeah, that's just running one hell of a training camp. Let's
that's right.
Let's get through the season and make game day decisions, right?
Because they've been shaky. They've been shaky. I mean, the challenges are one thing. But, I mean, we saw some decision-making that just left us scratching our heads at times. And you just don't normally see that from a guy who's been in the league this long, who's won a Super Bowl and won so many playoff games and has done so much. So, let us know if you glean anything into this maybe hire and then not hiring of Jerry Rosberg. Let us know in the comments below, and we'll talk soon.
See ya.